Mike Smith graduated from porter to guard and saw the last passenger train out of Dursley to Coley.
I started August Bank Holiday, 1945. I always remember that because I had a message to go and see Mr. Cook, the station master, at Dursley at the time. I went and saw him on about the Thursday or Friday, and he said to me, right, you can start Monday. And I thought, that's queer, a bank holiday. He said, no, Monday. Because in those days, you had to work a year before you were entitled to any days off or a year, or, you know,
bank holiday days off.
Anything. You had to work a full year before you were entitled to anything. When you come to think of all the stuff coming into Dursley, which was nearly everything that the shops wanted in Dursley, all came in by train, everything you can think of. Plus, Lister stuff, I mean, the day was took up with the stuff coming in the morning, dealing with that. And then the rest of the day was took up with Lister's, Walsley's, and whatever going out. And it was really hard graft.
And you were the guard on the last train that went out?
Right, yeah.
What was that occasion like? Do you remember?
Well, it was a bit chaotic, you know, because, I mean, it wasn't so bad. There was quite a few going down to Coley, but the last train coming back, of course, nobody didn't care then. I mean, he was probably half hour late, three quarters, or perhaps an hour. And when he got to Cam, everybody piled out and taking photographs and standing around. He was there for about another half hour. And eventually, the same thing happened to Dursley. When he got to Dursley, everybody piled off taking photographs. You know, it was real chaotic. Of course, on the last day, it didn't make any difference. And that was it, which is it was a sad day, really, you know. Mm. I hadn't been a shunter long. I can tell you now, because there's nobody left alive now. We were down at the gasworks. We went down to the gasworks, which we called in twice a day and sometimes three times a day to take their empty wagons out and put fresh ones in. And for some reason, Ted Spilsbury and myself, we walked down in front of the engine for some reason. I mean, it's a thing that you... thing that's never done at Dursley, having the engine the wrong end. You know what I mean? You've got to keep the engine Coley end of everything as you go into the different sidings. For some reason, we walked down and there were some wagons standing in the gasworks siding. And for some reason, we thought we'll let them run down to the end, ready to pick up. Well, as we ran these down, there was one full one on the end. And as it got down to the end where the points were, it ran through the points out onto what we call the running line, you know, the main line. I chased after it, and I got so far. I mean, it wasn't going fast, but it just that I got to it to drop the brake down, and the brake dropped right to the bottom of the rack, which they do on some of the old wagons. They've been used for so many years, the brakes were, in other words, no good at all. The engine was nearly back up to the engine shed. And we couldn't do nothing, and this wagon goes trundling off down. And, of course, we were getting in a bit of a panic by then. We watched it, and we got nearly to the Gallus Bridge. Ted Spilsby ran up into the gasworks, thinking about ringing up Cam. Well, it flashed through my mind by the time he gets to Cam. if he knew the number, by the time he'd rung up Cam, and they'd answer the phone. I rang back towards the engine and shouted out and told him what happened. So the driver then started blowing the whistle non-stop. Anyway, as luck would have it, Bert Smith at Cam was out on the platform talking to somebody, and he saw this wagon coming down past Cam Mill. So he opened the gates, and as it went through, I mean, I don't suppose it was going all that fast, because as it happened, it was an old grease box, not one of the old wagons, which was a grease box rather than an oil box. And I suppose it was binding all the time and not running like an oil box would run. So it went through Cam, and just after you go through Cam past Seal's Bakery, you go in a bit of a bend, and I suppose the wagon was binding then on the rails, and it got almost to Daniels and it stopped. And I used to wake up at night thinking, what would have happened if that wagon had went through Cam Crossing when the bus was going through, or even a car or anybody. You know, 10 ton of coal plus the weight of the wagon trundling down there, you know. If that had been an oil box, well, I don't know what would have happened. If that had been a new wagon, with oil bearings, and, you know, he'd have sailed right through to Coley. Well, he'd have went through the gates at Box Road.
And it was downhill all the way.
Oh, yeah. It really frightened me, I tell you. Nobody said nothing, and therefore nobody knew nothing. So we just took it off down with the engine, coupled it on, and dragged it back up.
The secret between you, Bernard, and Bert Smith.
Yes, yeah. But, I mean, everybody's dead and gone now, so it don't make no difference.
Yeah.
And the time we sailed through Cam with Dursley, you used to do the same thing day in, day out, same time, and you used to get a bit, I don't say lax.
Over-familiar.
Yeah. I mean, very often we used to come sailing up from Coley, pushing it with the engine on the back, pushing. And when you get the engine, it whistle up for Cam, and you'd think, well, he's a bit slow opening the gates, because we were in the front in the goods brake, obviously. A bit slow opening the gates, Cam. And you look back, there's the engine stopped in there, and we're sailing on a boat, with the boat. Perhaps there were anything up to 20 wagons sailing on merrily, you know.
Well, uncoupled.
Yeah, some we hadn't forgot to couple it up. And, you know, and that's the about the worst thing that ever happened, you know.
Before,
well, I mean, once you saw that, you screwed the brake on, looking at the thing. But
you've got a brake in the brake wagon.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But and if you weren't going too fast, you could usually, you had plenty of time to stop. And the only thing is, if it was raining and the rails is wet, once those wheels locked, you started going a bit faster then.